The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, as I am at my home, listening to the beautiful sounds of a little fresh air and the birds chirping. What are robins doing out there? It's unbelievable. I'm sitting on my deck watching robins. I think they're confused, like everybody else is, but I think they're confused. They shouldn't be out there right now. I think they came back from the south way too early. Anyway, we have a great program. It's a year-end program. It's our last one of 2020. God, I hope 2020 goes away, but we'll talk a little bit about that anyway. But I'm here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you, and let's set the stage. Let's take care of you today. Let's set the stage of what you're going to do in 2021 and make things a whole lot better for yourself. And, you know, let's put a little different light on the subject. Well, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the coronavirus, and we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what happens in immune responses in the body. But we're going to talk about what you can do also to increase your body's immune system, your health, your energy, and so forth, and then put a plan into place. See, that's the most important piece. If you don't have a plan, you can't get anything done. So let's put a plan together. You know, so many of you in a few days, right, New Year's Eve, you're going to sit there, not as much as we used to, we go out and partying and so forth, because we're not going to let that happen this year. But many of you sit and you make these resolutions, you know, I'm going to resolve to do X, Y, and Z. Well, let me give you a better term that I've shared with a lot of my patients and even on the radio over the years, and it's called, let's make a commitment. What is your commitment going forth in 2021? You know, we have a lot of shifts and changes that have taken place in our world this last year. And the one thing that we do know is it'll get better. I was watching a program this morning on television, and they were talking about, in a comparative standards of things that have happened, you know, over the years. I'm a child of the 60s, and that was a very difficult time in this country. But we go back to, everybody points at, you know, 1918. We go back to the Civil War, about 1860. And we look at, you know, how people reacted and the things that took place and the upsets and the divisiveness and so forth that was there. But, you know, what is consistent is that you have a body called you that you have to make sure that is solid. So you have choices, so you can move forward, so you can do things instead of just sitting back and saying, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, because this too will shift. But the ones that have the capacity physiologically and emotionally and mentally are the ones that are going to be able to handle the shift. So let's start with what we know. It's been a tough year, my friends, right? A very, very difficult, difficult year. So let's talk about, you know, a little bit of physiological health relative to COVID and some of the things that are out there and things that you need to know about. And I'm just going to start the program with it because I want you to use this as a basis so you can say, okay, I've got to do things differently. I'm going to talk a little bit about laboratory testing because I want you to ask your doctors to do certain tests and not just the normal thank you, ma'am examination type of thing. Interesting. You know, as you look at the body's ability to support itself or not support itself, you have things like, you know, that show up that we're all afraid of, right? Glaucoma, Alzheimer's, dementia of all different types. Did you know, by the way, that if you have cataracts very, very early on, it's really not a good sign for longevity? Why is that? Well, most people with cataracts die of some sort of vascular event fairly young. And that's the data. If you go in and you take a look at it, there's an interesting article that I was reading, I guess it was yesterday, by a guy by the name of Thomas J. Lewis. He's a PhD type of guy. And he was pointing out certain things that I'd known about and caught my attention. This guy, wrote a book. It's called The End of Alzheimer's, The Brain and Beyond. He's a microbiologist. He's got a PhD from MIT. It's like one of the top pecking orders in the world, right? You know, he's done a lot of diagnostic testing, and you know, it's interesting what he's come up with relative to risk factors. And I want to give you a couple of those so you can really get it. So if your eyes are failing you, and they're failing you because you're developing a cataract, it's not a good thing. It's called change your ways, my friends. Cataracts are a manifestation of your body's immune response against acute and chronic infections. So if you have an underlying acute or chronic infection, you're going to have a much greater risk of manifesting cataracts, but as a result, you're going to have a problem with vascular problems relative to his statistics. So again, cataracts are a bad sign. You know, many of the common laboratories tests can tell you a lot about your health, and that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about, and we're going to talk about what they look like and what they really should do. Have you ever had your retina looked at? You know, so if you haven't and it's not looked at properly, you know, with a really good examination, it can identify problems that are underlying, and they can be addressed very, very straightforward with nutritional supplementation and dietary changes and lifestyle and getting the nervous system to work it's supposed to and so forth. But go out and check out this book. It's called The End of Alzheimer's, The Brain and Beyond. It's really a fascinating book. I think you will, you know, just open your brain and read it. So just remember, glaucoma is Alzheimer's disease of the eye. Isn't that interesting? Glaucoma is an Alzheimer's disease of the eye. And the reason for it is that glaucoma is, according to his book, because glaucoma is brain Alzheimer's. And it's interesting how he begins to tie it together. But remember, when you look at the eye, and you look at the iris, and you look at the cornea, and you look deep inside the eye, you can see so much that relates to many other things. But anyway, get the book. Let's talk a little bit about this laboratory testing that I want you to ask your doctor. So when you go in and you get your annual physical, you know, you basically get, in my expression, is a thank you, ma'am examination. So what you want to do is you want to actually see what the parameters are, what it really means and so forth. All my patients, I say, get your vitamin D tested annually, right? We know that with the COVID situation that we're under. We know that people who have higher levels of vitamin D have a greater immune resistance to all kinds of things, but particularly this COVID-19 that's out there. So 25-hydroxyvitamin D3 is the activated, it's actually 1,25-dehydroxyvitamin D is the activated form of vitamin D. And vitamin D increases your antimicrobial peptides. That's what they're called, antimicrobial peptides, and improves the activity of your white blood cell neutrophils. The neutrophils are the guys that go after bacteria. So if you look at your white blood cell count and you see these little neutrophils, by the way, let me clear something up for many of you that don't know this. When you hear the term neutrophils, lymphocytes, basophils, monocytes, eosinophils, those are types, different types of white blood cells, and they mean a whole lot of different things. But what you need to know about this vitamin D thing is it improves the activity of neutrophils, the white blood cells that fight bacteria, right? All right, so here's the other piece. You want to know what your magnesium level is on your testing too. Your docs may not do that. Very few of them do. We do it all the time. Magnesium should be about minimum 2.2 up to about 2.3 is kind of a sweet spot. Magnesium is an important cofactor for the activation of your vitamin D. So if you're taking enough vitamin D, and vitamin D is the number one most insufficient, deficient mineral in the world, in our bodies, it can actually reduce the amount of oral vitamin D that you need to take to optimize your vitamin D level. So people who don't have enough magnesium have to take a whole lot more vitamin D. And so get your magnesium up, and it transports the available vitamin D into the system. Now, there's another piece. So when you look at your complete blood count, your CBC, and we look at these subfractions of the white blood cells, remember we just said they're neutrophils and lymphocytes and basophils and monocytes and so forth. There's a ratio between something called a neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio. this all by itself determines the prognosis in most solid tumor cancers. So if you got a hard cancer, a tumor, as the neutrophils go up when there's a bacterial infection, while lymphocytes are suppressed by viruses, for example, the ratio between the two of them, the absolute count between the two of them, should be 1.5 or less. Anything above 55% neutrophils is indicative of a chronic, likely bacterial infection, but it is also a ratio to determine whether or not you're going to have a good prognostic indicator when it comes to a solid cancer tumor. Now, you go back and you can re-listen to this program and you're going to find all these things here. You know, red blood cells, for example, you know, we want to know how big or how small they are, right? And, you know, there's this thing on this CBC, this complete blood count, that's called an RDW. And, you know, it can give you a very specific indicator if your carotid arteries, the arteries in your neck that go to your brain, have plaque in them. You know, above 16 or 17 RDW could be a sign of anemia, and between 12.5 and 16, it's a sign of inflammation. So there's our friend inflammation again. What does that mean? That means if you have inflammation, the likelihood of you plaquing, clotting, you know, narrowing those arterial beds to your brain is significant. And then there's this guy called fibrinogen. Fibrinogen is a signaling molecule for tissue repair. Fibrinogen is a good marker for how well your body is able to heal itself or repair itself, if you will. If you have a fibrinogen level between 150 to 285, your repair for recovery is probably outpacing the breakdown in your system. You know, anything above 285, you got a problem and you better start doing something to take care of it. And it's very indicative, and here's where it comes into this COVID thing. It's an indicator of a pre-cytokine store, so high a storm. So whether if you have a high fibrinogen level, you got a cytokine storm that's taking place. Those that's one of the things that you can pick up and do. And then ferritin. Ferritin is iron, right? Ferritin is iron transport protein, is really what it is. And that also becomes extremely elevated in COVID-19. So if your ferritin level goes up and you got a problem, and it may be up from other things, but it's not going to make your COVID-19 outcome very good. So, but there's ways of controlling all of this, and that's the whole piece. Your fasting insulin is also a foundational baseline contributor, if you will, to most chronic diseases, and it significantly increases your risk of complications and death from things like SARS and COVID infections. Fasting glucose is also a useful test that you can easily have done, but I like to see the 3 month, A1C hemoglobins, which are going to give me much more accurate information relative to what's going on with you. Uric acid is a multi-base, multifactorial inflammatory marker. Inflammation is the thing we're looking at, right? And then your homocysteine is a toxin. It's a vascular toxin. It breaks down your arteries. And we want to know how fast your body's doing. We got lots of things that we have to look at today, but those things will be here. Go back and re-listen to this program and give me a note, and I'll tell you exactly what to ask your doctor. But don't go away. I got some really great things coming up to talk to you about. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Make sure you get outside and enjoy a brisk walk. A little cold, but, you know, just bundle up. You'll be great. It's the best thing you can do for yourself anyway. You need that sunshine. Talking about some fascinating things, first half of the program, I told you about some laboratory testing that you need to really encourage your physicians. There's a whole lot more. You can send me a note at, you know, rozellecare.com, and I'll happily get back to you and give you more. Maybe we'll even try to post this out there. But nevertheless, you need to have the right interpretations, because if you don't, if you just run the normal thank you, ma'am examination, you're not going to get a whole lot. We're here at 888-630-9625. I want to go to the phones. Some very patient people. Gina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for calling. So you had the bug, huh? You had the coronavirus.
very, very mild. I had a stuffy nose for 2 days, but I lost my sense of taste and smell, and it's still not back, and it's been about a month.
Okay,
Go ahead. I'm taking supplements of array of B vitamins and supplementing additional zinc, but I'm not sure if there's anything else I could or should be doing.
Sure, there's lots of things you can do, but the first thing that you have to understand is that it'll take some time to come back. And by the way, losing taste and smell with this virus is not unique to the coronavirus. It happens with other flu and coronaviruses as well. Remember, all flus and colds are coronaviruses. This one just has a little better, you know, whack at it. But having said that, how much zinc are you taking? And what type of zinc? Do you know?
I do not. I take a blend called Immunity, and it does have 11, is it MCs, I believe?
Yeah, that's not nearly enough. So you want to crank it up to about 30 milligrams at least a couple times a day. You want to make sure you're taking your vitamin D level. I would get your vitamin D tested at some point, but I would start with 10,000 milligrams a day. Take a little magnesium as well. It'll take some time, but just doing those things, you'll begin to get it back. Keep your immune system supported. Stay away from the sugars so you keep your immunological responses as strong as they possibly can be. B-complex will help, but you want to take a low-dosage B-complex more often. Again, magnesium will help transport your vitamin D level. But those are the critical ones. But you got to keep that zinc level at an adequate level. And you want to keep your vitamin D level adequate as well. Otherwise, your body's going to struggle, coming back. So do the best you can with it. And if there's anything that I can do to help you, give me a call. Also, if you go to the website, myoleander.com, the company that I've had the director on a couple of times, they talk about this homeopathic preparation now that will also increase your immune response. They lay it out pretty carefully, but you can take it supportively, and it does help repair and heal the system as well. If there's any more that I can do for you, please give me a call. John, thank you for being patient. How can I help you, sir?
Good hearing your voice, doctor. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Thank you. I've got some lung issues, and I was told I had COPD a long time ago. I cough up a lot of, mucus. And a number of times a day, my sinuses fill up. I'll start coughing, and then I'll have a full sinus face, and it was coming out of your nose and that sort of thing. And I'm wondering if this is what's contributing to my hip pain at night. I know it sounds kind of unrelated, but
no,
I
actually,
can't sleep on my back.
Actually, it can be quite related to it. So let me. We only have a short period here. The any kind of chronic infection can go to any of the joint spaces in the body. It goes to the cartilage. They have a propensity to want to live there. It has to do with intestinal tract function and dietary patterns and so forth. But to heal that and to also heal your respiratory system, you've got to get the immunological responses balanced in your body. Your gut bacteria, you've got to get things out of your system so the infection doesn't continue to grow. There are natural things that you can do, but without knowing more about you, I can't tell you specifically how to deal with that. But I can tell you that your intestinal tract, your dietary habits and so forth all have to be dealt with. Get rid of my mantra: sugars, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products. That's where you start. Send me a note at rosellcare.com, John, and I'll walk you through this. There's a lot that can be done to help you. We're coming up to a break. There's so much I want to cover with you. Don't go away. I'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live.
Dr. Tom Rosell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rosell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. and the studio of my home. Hey, I'm getting so lazy. This is amazing because I'd get to just kind of walk into my office and turn on the computer. This is all done by, you know, internet and Zoom, and we figured out a way that it really actually sounds good now. I'm not sure I'm going to want to go back into the studio after this is all over, and it will be all over at some point, but, you know, nevertheless, it's kind of laziness is breeding deeper all the time. Got an interesting program today. I want to start you out in 2021 better than you started out this last year, as we all have, you know, hopes and wishes for a better time. And it's coming. I promise you it's coming. You know, and you have to manage your expectations. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk a little bit more about our last caller, John, with the problem that he has not being able to sleep on his back. And, you know, bacteria and viruses have a propensity to live in joint spaces. And that's why sometimes they're so difficult to check out. So that's why when you do blood work, you have to kind of read between the lines and not just a traditional, well, you know, as long as it's in this parameter, it's okay. Well, that's not the case because those parameters are huge. You have to look at the patient. You have to look at the symptoms. You have to figure out what's really going on. And there are things that you can do lifestyle to change it. Just remember something. Whether it's cancer or bacteria or virus, the one thing that they all have in common is that they love sugar and they love acidic, highly inflamed bodies. So when you're doing things that don't put the fire out, if you will, you end up with a greater problem. So when you have somebody like John who's got COPD, by the way, so chronic obstructive pulmonary disease of some sort, where it's minimally or a lot, it can be for a lot of different reasons, you have to understand what's causing it. If it's a mold or fungus, a mycological that's into the lung tissue, there's ways of treating that. Sometimes an old treatment called, you know, shortwave diathermy will go deep into the chest and actually turn things around. We've done that with so many patients over a period of many years. But the immune response, the neurological response has to be strong. And that has to do with our neurological system, has to do with our immunological response, has to do biochemically, has to do with our emotional platform. If we can balance those things, things get better. But we're here at 888-630-9625. We're going to walk through. We're going to give you some standards to move forward in 2021. But I want you to manage your expectations properly. You know, while most health problems can be very successfully addressed with nutritional and lifestyle changes and things in my world with acupuncture and chiropractic manipulation and so forth, to get the nervous system to express itself dramatically, you know, what I want you to understand is that there's a very simple explanation to set up your expectations. And I tell patients this all the time. If it's a chronic problem and you've been suffering with it for 10, 15, 20 years, it's going to take somewhere between 3 to 5 weeks for every year you've had a problem, depending to optimize, to get out of it. And that's really with diligence. That's with total consistency of application and making sure you're getting the right treatment. And that's not drugs. That's not a matter of dampening down that immune system again. When we really have a problem like, you know, rheumatoid or psoriasis or brain fog or chronic degenerative disease and joint space destruction and things like that, you've really got to look at it. And, you know, we look at these major problems of any kind of problem that exists over 5 months. Now, because everything in our life, in our bodies physiologically is linear, you know, the body's wired to understand how it's locked in. But the body responds over time. But here's what happens. We're trained that we want instantaneous gratification. We want it done yesterday. We want to make sure that nothing affects us. We're not willing to work at it anymore. So if we think if we have, you know, we do one thing, then we think we should get the result and should be the end of it. But really everything is, it works together. It's a disease process of, you know, it goes into an asymptomatic incubation and then it incubates more. Then suddenly everything goes to, you know, through the roof. It goes to hell, right? Well, that's what we really have to get and understand that we reverse it the same thing. While getting out of that state, it takes a long time to move the needle, sometimes to be feeling better. I tell patients, if we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing, it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks for your body really to begin to respond, to begin to build the platform to turn things around. Understand that. we understand that, and we buy into a concept that sometimes shunts that aside. You know, we want that instantaneous gratification. The point I'm trying to make is that your body has the capacity to turn anything around. As long as you're willing to stay the course, you can heal. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're breathing, you can fix virtually anything. And that's what you have to understand. And that's what we really have to deal with as, you know, time goes on. So it's critical that we really put everything together we can, respect our body, understand that it will reverse itself and make a huge difference relative to immune response and how the body works as it was designed to work, as it truly was designed to work. We're here at 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's see if we can put you in the right direction this year and move forward. But, you know, whether we're talking about intestinal tract problems, we're talking about respiratory problems, we're talking about energy levels, diabetes, all these things, there's a why is that? There's a reason why things begin to take place. You know, there's an antioxidant, and I often call it the king of antioxidants, called glutathione. Glutathione deficiencies have been linked to the severity of this COVID-19 bug. And if your inflammatories are low and you seem to be doing really well, you don't get as much craziness. But when they're really high and you go into this excess of what you call oxidative stress, as we've called it, it's an inflammatory reaction. What's consistent, it seems to be that glutathione is either inadequate or it's, you know, it's being burned up so fast that you have to add a whole lot more of it. Now, there's a lot of different ways. Now, just don't go out and buy glutathione and put it on your skin and have it absorbed or take tablets. Some of them aren't worth it because they're destroyed within the intestinal tract. But exaggerating immune response resulting in a cytokine storm often correlates directly to certain other situations in the body as well. We mentioned one is this glutathione. Another one is melatonin. Now, you've heard me talk about that before. Melatonin has also been shown to play a tremendous significant role in any viral infections. And you can check this out. There's research papers all over. There's one that was published in Life Science Journal, and it talked about, you know, excessive oxidative pattern stress, acute injuries to, you know, the lung, the respiratory system, all these reactions and so forth. So, take the time and realize that there's so much more that you can do to help yourself. And unfortunately, we're buying into the negativity of the talking heads on television instead of taking ourselves. But when you look at why this craziness is happening, we'll set aside the, you know, the conspiracy stuff for right now. But what I want you to understand is that we have a population that around the world isn't getting the quality of food that it should get. It's not getting the exercise it should get. It's getting way too much sugar. You've heard me say that the average consumption individually per person in the United States relative to straight up sugar is 170 pounds per year per person. It's crazy. You know, who eats that much sugar? It's nuts. You got to be eating more than that because I don't get any. Very, very little. If I get a pound a year and just a little bit dribblings here and there, that's a lot for me. But some of you don't. There's no exercise. We, particularly under COVID, everybody's afraid to go outside. Get outside, go for a walk. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system. You know, there was an interesting scientific paper that I just got done reading. It's called Melatonin Potentials Against Viral Infections, including, guess what, COVID-19. And it's the current evidence and new findings. And what they went on to say was simply that all of immunological systems are increased by melatonin and can protect against and ameliorate any type of viral infection, not only COVID-19. It's critical that we do our own homework, read, don't just accept. Don't accept anything. I've told you many times, you know, listen, but be critical. You know, don't believe anybody, including me. My job is to provoke you. My job is to get you to understand that there's an immune system that is designed to protect you if you support it properly. And if you don't support it properly, then you're going to be suspect and subject to everything that's out there. And you're going to end up with the colds and the viruses and the flus and the degenerative diseases and the joint spaces that break down and you can't walk and, you know, all of those things that take place. You know, there was a guy by the name of Dr. Richard Neal and his cohorts, and you know, they did a study and they reported that high dose melatonin in combination with D and C, you know, had a tremendous impact on treating more than 400 patients. You know, the ability for it to affect melatonin C, are, you know, with the ACE receptors that we've talked about in any of the corona patterns and so forth, was very impactful. Melatonin C helped reduce things like even SARS, and the information that they put out was like, oh my God, is this really, really true? Talked a little bit before the show started today, and I want you to consider this. You know, everybody's running around looking for the vaccine, and we say, oh my God, the vaccine is here. Well, as I said to you, I'm going to let everybody else get it and see what happens before that stuff ever goes into my body, because there are too many unwarranted side effects that are already coming about. And if you really take a look around and go to the right websites, you're going to find what I'm telling you is extremely accurate and true. But having said that, why is it that we're pushing vaccinations instead of looking at things that will actually treat this condition? And there are many things that will treat it adequately. There are repurposed drugs out there now that will knock this thing down. There is the extract at very low doses of homeopathic levels of oleander that will treat it well. There's hydroxychloroquine that will treat it well. There is ozone IV that will treat it well. We've known all these things. And then increasing your D and your zinc and so forth at very high levels and using other natural antivirals, this thing is easily taken care of. So why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we utilizing how to fix it instead of putting other substances in our body that we're going to have potential problems with to begin with? My experience has been that patients that called us, that have told us that they have certain situations, and we referred them to people who can actually handle it the way that we're talking about in their different areas, that they've turned themselves around. So why isn't that the focus? Why aren't we trying to ameliorate that instead of putting fear into our communities? I don't understand it. I wish somebody would explain it to me, because it doesn't make sense to me. You know, we have this excessive oxidative stress and inflammation. We have exaggerated immune response, you know, these cytokine and histamine storms. We have lung injury. We have acute respiratory distress syndromes, all kinds of stuff that's taking place. Please tell me why we're not going after it. When we come back after the break, I'm going to give you steps in how to plan for 2021, things that you can do very effectively, things that you need to be putting into your day-to-day plan if you really don't want to be a lemming at somebody else's dictate. And that's what happens when we're not proactive, when we don't take the opportunity to turn things in a direction that we know that we can and fix things. I have so much. I wish we could talk all afternoon, but you know what? You can always get a hold of me through rosellecare.com. Send me a note, and I'll get back to you. Don't go away. We'll be right back with some 2021 straight up shooting targets that you need to go for. I'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday on the Eastern Seaboard at 11 a.m. Tell your friends about the program. And those of you who want a repeat performance, all you have to do is go to our website, and the program will be there or simply go to RozelleRadio.com, and that's on YouTube, and you'll have hundreds of our programs, and they're all dated and titled, and, you know, if you want to go back to anything, through there. But more importantly, if you want to get a hold of me, it's RozelleCare.com, RozelleCare.com, RozelleCare.com. You can send me a note, and I will get back to you. If you'd like somebody to talk to you sooner rather than later, call the office at 703-698-7117 and tell them that, you know, you're there. You know, coming into the first of the year, coming into a new beginning as well. You know, I want to thank all of you and, you know, all of our military and all of our first line responders that have really helped us. And they're the ones that have put their lives on the line, you know, allowing us to have the freedom, the opportunities, the capacity that we have as Americans. We're a very unique and different group of people. We have always come through things. We've always been able to set our differences aside and figure out a way to optimize things. I want to encourage you to make sure that you do your homework and not just listen to one set of talking heads. Make sure you have the opportunity to analyze and think through things in a cogent way, that you end up with a question that says, does this make sense to me? And not just react because of somebody's emotional platform. I don't care what side of the political platform that you're on, but ask the question, does this make sense to me? Stop hating people, start loving and embracing, you know, who we are as Americans, because we're a very different breed of people. You know, there's other countries that we become like a tossed salad. We have all these different flavors and so forth, and sometimes they work together, sometimes they don't. But here we are, a melting pot of different nationalities, of different origins, of different genetic backgrounds and so forth. And we believe in this thing called opportunity and capacity and freedom. Don't lose it. Do not lose that concept. Respect each other. Love each other. It doesn't mean you have to agree with somebody. God knows in families, you know, growing up as a kid, the holidays were always, there was some sort of dysfunctional fight that was going to go on. But, you know, once they all sat down to dinner, everybody was cool. We have to do the same thing. We have to be aware. We have to be educated. We have to be proactive and realize it's not up to somebody else to take care of you. It's up to you. So decide what it is that you want. Put the picture of you out there, this healthy, amazing, energetic, vibrant, educated human being. Then ask yourself the question, what does somebody who looks like that do on a day-to-day basis to maintain that, to move forward with it? How do they maintain it? What's their lifestyle? How does somebody who is healthy and viable and sick, we were talking, you know, before the program, I'll be in practice April 1, 44 years, and I don't take any medications. And my energy is so good, and I love doing what I do. I love teaching you. I love educating. I love traveling. I like, and probably that's where I'm shifting a little bit more to as time goes on. But what do I do to maintain that? Ask the question of somebody you want to emulate. Make sure that you get it, that you keep that picture in front of you. It's not about losing weight. It's about maintaining a certain weight and a certain body fat and so forth. It's not about staying away from things. It's about, what things can I put into my body that will make me stronger and better? It's about finding the things that are consistent with the person, the vision that you want to have, but be very detailed about it, because that's where your brain's going to go. And as we go into 2021, surround yourself with people who are positive, that are not afraid, people who want to learn more, who want to dig behind the scenes, question everything and everyone that you possibly can. Don't believe anything that you hear until you have all the evidence that makes sense, but make sure it is evidential. Make sure that you have the ability to really understand it, not just follow it, because when you become a follower, you end up in trouble. I'm really excited for this next year. I'm excited to help you as much as I can. You can get a hold of me anytime that you want to. And remember, moving forward in 2021, I continue to do what I do for one reason only, because I love you. See you next week. Have a great year.